On Tuesday, Premier Jason Kenney announced a phased approach to lift Alberta's COVID-19 restrictions, including the immediate removal of the Restrictions Exemption Program, REP, and a mask-wearing mandate for students ages 12 and under as of February 14. While not necessarily a surprising announcement, Kenney's timeline to remove restrictions is more accelerated than he hinted at in previous weeks, when he suggested the REP and other measures could be lifted by the end of March. As of February 9, Alberta is in step one of the Path Back to Normal plan, which includes the removal of attendance limits on venues with capacities below 500 people, including libraries and places of worship. Step two will begin in March, with the removal of provincial masking mandates, any remaining provincial school requirements, and limits on gatherings or venue capacity rules. This all certainly feels politically motivated, rather than a decision based on scientific data. As of press time, Alberta hospitals still have more than 1,600 hospitalized COVID-19 patients, though daily case counts have finally started to level off. What has led to the accelerated approach? For one, Kenney is facing a leadership review among his United Conservative Party caucus in the next few months. Many MLAs have spoken out against restrictions in recent weeks, including Airdrie's two area MLAs, Peter Guthrie and Angela Pitt. Secondly, the recent protests in both Ottawa and at the Alberta-U.S. border have piled on political pressure for Canada's governments to lift restrictions. 2 years of pandemic-related fatigue and frustration have culminated in unlawful protest strategies, such as choking off road access. While Kenney claimed at his press conference that ongoing protests had nothing to do with Alberta's timeline for easing restrictions, the timing certainly seems suspect. He has a base to appease. By caving to the demands of the protesters, Kenney is emboldening people against government decisions to use whatever strategy is necessary to get what they want, regardless of whether their methods are legal or ethical.